A message from your elder self on the subject of Case of Mondays and the Cure of Wednesdays. It has somehow snuck up on all of us that if we just wait for Wednesdays, we can get to the weekend faster. This has become a common cure for the case of Mondays and work-life blues. But this cure, unfortunately, comes with a side effect, and the side effect is quick death. Yep, you guessed it. By throwing away time and tuning things out, and by getting good at it, life will actually instantly pass you by. I hope to snap you out of it. So listen carefully. We emerge from chaos, fundamental principles of the universe, and enough accidents to make it so that it would be strange for us not to be here. Then we are plucked from a perfect and calm silence. And when our time comes, we are gently returned to the same silence, to never ever be plucked again. Life is one. It is precious, and it is a universal miracle. It is a rule of the universe to love life, to love each and every day. It is forbidden and universally stupid to merely pass time by throwing it away. And both the elder you and you on your final day will call you stupid and hate your guts for doing so. There is no greater regret than throwing away your time. For the universe, time is cheap. But for the human, to say that it is priceless is a serious understatement. You only get one life. That's it. Never again. Therefore, if you have ever tried to pass a week, the elder and eldest you have a message for you. And to be honest, it is not a very pretty message. So you better put on some headphones and sit down for this one. Listen here. Your immense arrogance and disrespect for precious time has robbed us of multiple decades. And now there is nothing but regret and old and achy age. Your overwork, your overeating, and your passing of time, along with a zeal for weekends, is your single dumbest idea. It is so dumb that life as you know it must come to a change. You are not, and don't you dare, you are not going to work tomorrow. Do not dare to disobey your wisest self. I, as your elder self, order you to go to the nearest store right now and get a backpack and a tent and begin preparing for walking the Appalachian Trail. It is the only way you will make room for the intellectual inheritance that has been denied to you in order to turn you into an obedient worker, which is something you are not meant to be. You must get your hands on all the narrated non-fiction that is held in high regard by all the world's intellectuals, and you will listen to the books, thousands of them, as you walk all the trails that call to you. Listen, if you fail yourself now and disobey this order, the next thing you will know is that it is too late, as you will have become me, writing this very letter to you in hopes of reconnecting with who you once were in your youth. Do not disregard this order. Go get the backpack. Go get the tent. There are no more ordinary days left ahead of you. You are now charged with growing all the way up.